let's talk more about story. People throw it around too much. What does it really mean? We all try and create a narrative and story that's worth hearing, but
yeah, there's a few aspects of it, isn't there? The one is the story of the execution. You know, what's the story in the commercial? What's the narrative of the commercial?
Right.
It's interesting. I saw a new Superman.
It was
interesting that this film from decades ago had the impact that it did, and there must have been stuff that was working, that was powerful about it. You know, you look at the new one, and it's so much about the explosions and
production.
Living up to the production of it, and they almost missed some really important story cues. The notion that when the bad guys figured out that Superman actually cared about humans, that was an important story moment where they realized discovered his vulnerability. That was kind of skipped over.
Really.
For the
chasing
massive production,
and
chasing
and explosions,
planets blowing up, which kind of makes it more than a lot of other films.
Yeah, everything's produced as if we have to believe that was actually happening when we look at it on the screen. And story becomes secondary too often.
And then there's the story of the brand, that I think consumers are more and more interested in.
Right.
As an agency, I think our role is to actually consider it, and not the immediate inclination be to impose ourselves or our own kind of agency brand
right
onto that brand, because some of these brands have been around for 100 years and obviously doing something right. And our role is to the moment that we touch them, we make sure that they're continuing to be on course, and that we improve that brand story for that moment in time that we came across it.
Right.
One of my favorite spots of all time is that Apple Think Different commercial.
Yeah.
And TBWA and Steve Jobs, they put the story of the brain back on course with that idea. It was almost as important a product that he ever made, that 60-second spot.
Yeah.
If you think about the moment in time that it happened, he'd just come back to the company. The products that they were making were, a little all over the place.
Right.
And he kind of said to everyone who worked there, this is who we are.
Yeah.
This is the company we are. And if you make products here, these are the sort of products you should be making. And at the same time, he sort of thanked everyone who'd stuck with him for the decade that they'd been doing not what they had before. So I just think that's advertising at its best. Advertising at its best is when it helps create a North Star for companies. And sometimes through the process of creating advertising, you articulate that. But that's a real contribution us as agencies can make.
I agree.
Help brands articulate.
I mean, the direction, their vision, their business plan for the next step and the next generation. I mean, that is such a great spot. And it said it was okay. It's like, we've got 4% of the market, but be part of this group, and the people that he rattled off in that commercial were just the greatest minds and the 95%.
I think at the time, what won a gold lion at Cannes or something. And, in hindsight, you just go, that piece of work was deserving of every industry accolade because of the difference it made. The story of the brand, I think, is absolutely crucial. And I think that while we don't necessarily go out to express it or to solve it as the media challenge, it's often the great pieces of work, it's there lying somewhere. It's lying in the work somewhere.
Right.
And, that spot in particular, you just go, if there was a Grand Prix for the last, 20 years, then that should be
it.
Because the difference it made.